When it comes to flying your drone, trial and error is not a strategy. It's insanity. Insanity. So get your drone questions answered by the experts so you can save time and money by lowering your learning curve. And now your hosts, Rob Burdick and Paul Aitken.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone U. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and you're listening to episode number 235. And guys, we are so thankful that you're listening, spending a little bit of time with us.
We definitely appreciate it, and we appreciate all the Facebook followers, the likes, the comments, the reviews, and especially all the questions. We're happy to help you guys out. And remember, if you do have any questions, go to AskDroneU.com and upload those questions for us.
Please do that. We love getting the questions. And don't ever forget that if you've got a question, so does probably everybody else.
Yeah, so just go ahead and ask it. And don't be afraid to ask your question. Because if you're afraid to ask your question, then how would you do against Ronda Rousey?
Ooh.
That's, I'm not going to lie.
Depends on what kind of a kick you have, what kind of a left kick.
If you've got thunder thighs, then it's probably going to hurt. So, anyway.
No, but in all seriousness, and if you're a little bit anxious about being recorded, then make up a fake name. Make up a fake town.
Yeah.
Make up a fake voice.
Here, let me give you an example.
Do something.
Let me give you guys an example, right? Hey, guys, it's Quad Guy 27 here.
With another wondrous question.
Please send in more questions, QuadGuy27.
Yeah, just make something up.
Seriously. Oh, man. All right. What's our question for today, Rob?
Well, it's an interesting question, and it's something that's near and dear to our hearts because it speaks to beginners. And so let's just play it.
Okay.
Hey, Drone U, this is Travis. I have a quick question here today. What is the biggest mistake you see beginners make when they first get their very first drone? Thanks so much. Drone U is awesome.
Well, I got to give Travis credit. He sends in a few questions.
He sends in a lot of questions.
He sends in a lot of questions, but he's pretty creative.
Doesn't he own a blog or something?
I think he owns a company that, an audiovisual company or something.
Interesting. I don't know if I could pinpoint one specific thing.
Really?
I would say, well...
Well, maybe in terms of... Okay, by specific, but in general terms is kind of where you're going with this.
Well, no, I mean, I think that there are five things that most people don't do when they first get their drone that if they did, well, maybe really three things, but if they did these things, then you wouldn't see 90% of the videos on YouTube that you see, which are, I had my drone for 45 minutes, and I flew it, and it flew away, dude. You would never see that.
I've never met that guy.
You never met me, man? Dude, I'm the best drone pilot in California.
Anyways, what are those three things?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you ask what are these three things, because this is something that we actually go over in detail in the Don't Crash course.
Right.
As of today, the Don't Crash course is available. So if you know people who are buying a drone, you know someone who bought a drone for their kid, oh dear God, or you're looking at buying a drone yourself, get the Don't Crash course. It's $97 and it goes over every possible way that you can crash. And it also goes over every way that you can mitigate these crashes. It goes over emergency maneuvers, how to fly when you've got an issue, how to take over control from a flyaway. To answer Travis's question, I really think proper preparation is something that a lot of people aren't doing. Because Rob, I mean, I think we've all been guilty of this at some point. You know, every drone says, oh, it's ready to fly.
Yeah, one of the biggest misnomers in consumer marketing, to fly.
And this is something that we were kind of talking about in our sales video. It's like, how do we tell people, you know, when you buy a camera from Best Buy, when you buy an Xbox One, you know, all you do is you plug it in and you're ready to go.
Yeah, or even a land-based RC, if you will.
Yeah.
Like a truck or, you know, a car, whatever. It's on the land, so obviously it pretty much is ready to go.
Yeah, so it's flying a drone and other electronics are just so completely different. There are things that you need to do to your drone before you fly, or else you could have a flyaway. You could also learn how to avoid flyaways. I would say, you know, it's funny, Carrie from Multicopter Warehouse, I think he simplified it a little too much, kind of taking it below the third grade level as far as his customers. But, I mean, it is also a good example of what not to do.
And that is?
He tells people, don't fly near stuff. I mean, Literally, that's what he says. Don't fly near stuff. He's like, you can't hit stuff unless you fly near stuff.
That's fair. I mean, so, I think that's a good sort of intro piece of advice for a noob.
Yeah. No, did you say noob?
I did.
Oh, wow.
Is that okay?
No, it's great. You're turning into a digital native. I love it. I've got him listening to podcasts now.
Oh, yeah. No, I've always loved podcasts. But anyways.
You have transformed just like a person who is a new drone pilot would transform into a confident, comfortable pilot after taking the Don't Crash course. Now, I know I've done this kind of shameless plug for Don't Crash, but there are so many things. I don't think there's just one simple thing that if people were to avoid, they'd be okay. There's just too many nuances to the technology.
That said, let's answer Travis's question as directly as we can. Just give us three things that you see new drone pilots do that cause them to crash.
Orientation, which we go over in the Don't Crash
and
course.
That's an interesting point because for me, orientation, frankly, as I'm learning to fly, has been one of the more challenging aspects of it. I don't know if it's my age. I've never been much of a video game player. But for example, my 13-year-old son picks up a drone and it's not an issue.
Yeah, I think it's because your 13-year-old son also plays video games.
Yeah, no, it is.
In fact, I almost want to get an Xbox One to get back into video games, but I don't know where the
time's
going.
You don't have time.
Yeah,
so denied.
Yeah.
Okay,
can
so orientation.
We just get one in the office? It'll never get used.
So to take that a little bit further, when you say orientation, you mean number one, you got to understand what it means, which it's not complex. It's, is the drone facing away from you or towards you, and how does that impact your controls? So you've got to practice.
True. But again, this is all in the Don't Crash course. So I want to be sure not to really repeat myself too much because all of this information is in the Don't Crash course. And if someone truly wants to learn to fly comfortably and confidently where they want to without issue, you got to take the Don't Crash
course. Yeah, of course. That's 90 minutes of great stuff that's going to help people not crash. But I still want to give people an answer to this question. So one is orientation. Two,
Preparation.
Okay, so you're going to leave it general like that, preparation?
Yep.
Okay, which means give me a couple things that would be preparing.
They're all in the Don't Crash course.
Would you stop? Give me two things that...
Rob, they're in the Don't Crash course.
I understand that. I want two things.
I feel like you're fighting for the people here.
I am fighting for the people. The people want to know, Paul. Two things to prepare.
Okay.
Calibration?
Yes.
Can I have that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Which one?
IMU.
Oh, okay. I'll give it to you. Okay. Ding, 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 ding. You win some Polar Pro filters, Rock.
So every drone coming out of the box needs that done.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's actually, if you want to find out what's, I think I actually already said it, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it again. One of the things that I don't like about the 333 process, and one of the things I don't like about the DJI operator's manual is that the FAA is counting on DJI's operations manual to set the standard for how drones should be operated. But there's a lot of information that's missing out of the operator's manual. For example, there's a very serious issue. I've seen multiple 333 owners have flyaways. They could have avoided them if they would have just had good training. Frankly, it's kind of ridiculous. But one of those things is that they don't tell you to do an IMU calibration after a firmware update. That's really important.
Yeah, I mean, because we tell people to do it after every update.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah. So but I also tell people, and I want to make sure this is clear, do not update your firmware within the first 3 weeks of it coming out.
Or at least until you've done a little research and see how it's impacted other people that have done it.
Perfect example is this latest firmware 1.5. Why? You will have some very serious problems if you try to fly with your X3.
Generally, before doing an update, you'll kind of search around online and figure out, because there's always people that are going to jump on it right away.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing that I do too, and a lot of people don't realize this, and this is kind of one of the things that I teach people when they come here, I don't use a tablet that is data enabled. Even if I like have to use my phone as a backup, I put it in airplane mode immediately because this has happened with the Osmo. I know that DJI is trying to get update via the app with the Inspire 1, so you got to be careful about this. You could be updating the firmware on your vehicle without knowing it, and that's what happened with me and the Osmo, and I totally bricked our Osmo.
Yeah.
But I figured out the secret on how to get the Osmo back to operating mode, which is actually really interesting. You know, I feel like these vehicles, these tools are like video games. They're real life video games. And I believe that because it was just a combo of buttons that made it unbrick.
Yeah.
That was it. It was like this magic formula. Blah, 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 blah.
And somebody spent how many hours, some number of hours, just playing with those combinations to figure that out?
I don't know. It was actually someone, and this is what I love about the community. It was someone in the community that had figured it out and sent it to me. And they're like, you got to tell people about this. You have the power to tell people. And I was like, okay, I'll tell people.
No, that's cool.
I like telling people things.
Yeah, no, because it's helping people, and I'm sure there are a lot of people in that boat, so we need to make sure that people understand how to fix that.
True, but I do want to reiterate, Rob, that as much as we talk about this now, that you can't really rely on this information. You need more detailed information to truly understand the concepts and systems and everything, and you can get that in the Don't Crash course. I mean, literally, less than the price of a battery. People who have taken this course have stopped a flyaway. I think you know who I'm talking about. I mentioned in the last podcast. People in this course have stopped their from losing their vehicle because of a battery issue. We have trained people about cold weather and hot weather extremes and how to really handle and maintain your batteries, which I know has saved a lot of vehicles. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of information. You know, we hear so many stories, Rob, of people who buy their vehicle and crash it within the first week and buy another one and then come to us. You know, don't be like that. Don't, right. You know, that's how you do it in reverse. Get training first. Also tell other people, if you see someone in a store buying a drone or looking at a drone, say, make sure you get some training on this.
Yeah.
You know, make sure.
Yeah, definitely encourage people.
Yeah, and I don't care if it's from us or from other people. I think ours is the best, and I say that because before we shot the Don't Crash course, we literally went through every single other training program, including people who try to hide them on YouTube and Vimeo and all that. Oh, we went through them all. So I really think that this is the highest caliber quality. It's not, you know, you're not going to get this really long, overarching, lots of info you don't need. This is truly what you need to Don't Crash.
Yeah, it's so 90 minutes that you'll be very glad you spent watching. Now, I think the way I'd summarize this in terms of a question to or an answer to Travis's question is it's about, so the biggest mistake people make, this isn't probably what people are going to expect, but it's education. It's putting in the time before you fly.
Wow. And you just turn the tides here, Rob.
Well, it's not, like you said, you can't really get too specific with that because it can be a little bit different. There are so many nuances, like you like to say about drones. To say one specific thing is challenging because everybody they have different issues and different responses and so forth. But the one thing that people do or don't do that they should is get educated about their drone and how to fly before they fly.
I totally agree. No, I totally, totally agree. And the funny thing is that I think you said it better than I said it, Rob. I'm just going to go out on a limb and be like, I think you really summarized this and made it a phenomenal conclusion. You know, one of the other things, the last thing I would say to anyone out there, if you're thinking about spending a few $1,000s on a drone,
or even a few hundred,
go to Amazon and buy a Sima. I think it's a X5C now. They've changed the name. You can crash that thing 100 times and it will still fly and it's not going to cost you thousands. It's much more difficult to fly than a Phantom, but by the time you fly a Phantom or a Solo or a Unique Typhoon, any of those, it will be much easier.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, and also, I think, you know, talking about drones, I think Unique's entire idea is let's make a drone that's easier to fly than the other ones, is cheaper, offers more, blah, 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 blah. But you can kind of negate that entire philosophy if you just buy a $50 Sima, practice with it, put at least 8 hours on it, and then go out and buy a drone. And you would be mind blown about how much better you can fly than people who just bought their drone. Because one of the other things that I see a lot, Rob, is people who have this excitement. They've got so much excitement and just this giddy attitude, which, you know, we all suffer from. And I think it's a great feeling, honestly, but it can also overwhelm people, and it can also shade people from the knowledge and education that they do need to know in order to fly well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess one other thing is that some people might get a drone and decide they don't like it as much as they thought they would. Mm-hmm. So why not go through that with a $50-$60 drone?
Yeah. Another thing too that I see a lot is people buy a drone, they realize how difficult it is to get truly cinematic motion. And some people get discouraged by that, and some people get fueled by that.
Yeah.
So for me, it was fuel.
Absolutely.
So,
and here we are.
Here we are. So anyway, just a shout out to people. We've got a new series coming up on Facebook of just some new photos called Aerial Albuquerque. You could check out the world's largest Christmas tree, lit Christmas tree, and some other cool stuff just to kind of spread the holiday cheer. And we hope that all of you enjoy the holidays and spend time with your family. We will not be doing a podcast on the first, and we will not be doing a podcast on Christmas itself. So guys, hope you enjoy those days with your family. It is an American tradition. For those of you who are not in America, I hope you enjoy your holidays as well. I know some people are celebrating Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all the other religions out there. You know, guys, everyone enjoy your time. It is about family. It is about caring about each other. And it is about truly enjoying the moments that we have together. And I think that's what it's all about. And I think people lose sight of that in all the political correctness. So just enjoy your families, guys. I mean, seriously, you know, be thoughtful. And, and also, on a side note, don't hit someone's kid with your quadcopter. I'm just throwing that out there.
I was about to say, well said, so, for that nice little exit that you provided everybody there.
Anyway, guys.
But that's true. Don't hit somebody's kid.
Seriously. On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone You.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. Be sure and tune in next time to your personal experts for answering your drone questions, Rob Burdick and Paul Aiken, so you can keep lowering your learning curve and save time and money.